You look glum, Don.
I'm supposed to go to lunch with my father-in-law and brother-in-law today.
They're that bad, huh?
Oh, mostly I like them. It's just that we're going out for Indian food, and my in-laws measure masculinity by how much chili powder you can stand in your dish. I myself hate hot dishes, and this means I take some heckling from the in-laws. I dislike chili because it takes all the pleasure out of eating. My tongue feels like it's on fire, and most importantly, I can't taste anything.
That's a good point, Don. A series of rather painful tests has shown that chili does indeed suppress one's ability to experience certain flavors. A chemical in chili called capsaicin seems to affect one's ability to taste sourness, sweetness, and bitterness.
So while my silly in-laws are proving their masculinity by pouring on the chili powder, they're actually missing out on the full flavoring of their meals. If you ask me, that's a high price to pay just to appear manly.
Well, while capsaicin does affect one's ability to taste certain flavors, just because your in-laws' taste buds are being inundated with capsaicin doesn't mean they're necessarily losing out on flavor. For instance, one of the ways that cooks take advantage of this information about capsaicin is by using chili in dishes in order to intentionally reduce the bitterness of certain foods. That is, to make them taste better.
Well, I'll just leave that last part out when I confront the in-laws about this.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from James Craig in psychology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.